04. O Swamini, can I ever obtain your darshan as you walk to Nandishwar to cook for Madhav Sri Krishna? With your gait faltering and your hair standing on end out of joy. 59. O Rupa Manjri will lead you on the path. Alita and Vishaka will be at your sides. Your friends will be all around you, and I will walk behind you, holding your gracefully slender waist. 60. When you arrive in Nandishwar, the great abode of Brajaraj Nanda, which is filled with the bellowing of cows, the shouts of the cowherders, and the different songs of the artists and panegyrists, and which shines with love. Being dearer to Krishna, the Prince of Braj, than even Govardhan. 61. Surrounded by your loving friends, you will arrive in Nandishwar. When will I see Dhanishta? After seeing you coming from afar, quickly and lovingly brings you inside the palace right in front of me. 62. O Kushale, you are an expert cook. After I wash your lotus-like feet, you enter into the kitchen and offer obeisances to the Queen of Braj and other superiors. When will you drown me in an ocean of bliss by doing this? 63. O Devi, when can I see your lowered, blushing face affectionately looking at Madhav while you collect all his food and drinks and place them in Rohini's hands? 64. O Madhure, when will you gladden me when I see Madhav glancing at your joyful and eager lotus face with lowered eyes as Krishna sits in the dining room with his superiors? 65. When will Krishna, the Prince of Braj, glance at you with his smiling face as he goes out to wander in the forest with the Surabhi cows in whose care he was initiated, being cuddled by his worried mother? O Rimati Sumukhi, when will my heart feel great joy when I see the Queen of Braj, who is more affectionate than billions of mothers, taking eager oaths to make you sit down to eat with your friends? 67. O Kanjanakshi, when will I feel a great festival of joy in my heart when I see you being cuddled by the Queen of Braj, who embraces you, kisses your forehead, and lovingly stares at you as if you are her newly married daughter-in-law? 68. Oh, my dear friend Rupa Manjari, when can I walk behind you when you lovingly take wide-eyed goddess Radhika, who is moved by the waves of desire, to the playgrove that is decorated by Sri Hari as Radha holds her vine-like arms with yours. 69. My dear friend, Rupa Manjari, when will I be able to see you with my mistress, decorating her dearest one with flower ornaments in the Grove Cottage on the bank of Radhakund? 70. O Subhage, can I joyfully decorate you with fine garments, floral earrings, necklaces, and so, after hearing from the parrot Vichakshana that the Prince of Braj has gone out for his excellent noontime meeting with you? 71. O Shashimukhi, O Devi, when will I make a bed of jasmine flowers for you in the cottage in Madan Anandara Kunj, which is Vishaka's grove that gives joy to Cupid, which has beautiful gates and erotic vermilion pictures hanging in it, hung with garlands made of various flowers, surrounded by humming bees? 72. O Kanaka Gauri, can I carefully and happily massage your lotus feet while Sri Rupa Manjari massages the feet of Krishna, the Prince of Braj, on whose arm you have placed your head? 73. O Madhusudan, is the crest jewel of clever pranksters. One day he obstructs your path on the pretext of collecting tax from you as you are walking near Govardhan Hill. When will I see your proud eyes crowned with frowned eyebrows? 74. O Madhuramukhi, when the wind carries your excellent bodily fragrance to Chandravali's handmade playbed, where Mukunda enjoys with her, clever Krishna finds an excuse to meet you on the shore of Radhakund, like a bumblebee leaving an inferior flower. When will I proudly witness this? 75. O Shashimukhi, when will we witness your ever-fresh water sports with Pranapati Shyam and your friends all together in your own sweet lake, which is filled with many lotus flowers and surrounded by singing bees and hummingbirds? 76. O Varoru, when will the ocean of my bliss expand when I see you being decorated with flowers by joyful Aristajayi Krishna in a grove with many blooming flowers and bees on the beautiful bank of your lake? 77. Will the joy of my eyes increase when I see one maiden swiftly and happily bringing various blooming flowers, Bing Kunja beads, and peacock feathers, while Hari places these things in Swamini's hair braid? He shivers, and Radha's whole body blooms up with tiny bumps of these. Verse 78. O Sumuki, when will I secretly smile when I see you proudly and excitedly beating Madhav with your play lotus flower during your love sports? 79. O Subhagamukhi, when will you give me great joy by singing sweet love songs with the Prince of Braj as you embrace him with your very graceful arms and Shyam holds his strong arm on your low shoulders? 80. O Devi, when you defeat Hari in a dice game, you snatch away his flute. When will you throw it to me so that I can hide it somewhere? 81. O Sumuki, when will I have thrill bumps of ecstasy all over my body as I fan you in a temple that gives bliss to Cupid, where you enjoy ever so sweet talks with your lover, your cheeks blossoming with a smile as you lie down on a playbed made of malati flowers?